News, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Now, welcome to the program. It is time to get started once again with the, the Friday edition, live Friday edition of Bucket Strategy Investing. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here, as always, from Lucia Capital Group. He joins me here at the anchor desk, and we're going to get started in just a moment. Let's just get started right now. We're ready to take your questions, ready to take your phone calls and your emails, and we're going to try to help you determine whether or not you can meet all of your retirement goals. Now, we have a lot of emails to get to and a lot of calls that we're going to take, but we're going to start off this hour with a discussion on pension plans and whether you should take the lump sum that might be offered to you or the annuity payments. Question. So what's the better deal? What's the better deal for you? Getting a monthly annuity can have, I think, a certain sort of allure to it. You get a steady paycheck for life, but getting a lump sum could be the more attractive option if you manage your money well. So what do you need to know before you commit yourself to one decision or another? We're going to tell you some things to think about coming up shortly and a strategy or two to perhaps help you maximize your pension options. It's called, oddly enough, pension maximization. So anyway, here's some advice. Call us here with your money questions, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Line's open right now, so give us a call. Or you can head over to wealthed.com. You can send us an email at the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page. Professor Plum, certified financial planner, joins me from Lucia Capital Group. Rick will tell you what we've been saying for a long time. You need a strategy. You need one that addresses your needs and your goals, one that aims to anticipate what might go wrong, and one that can provide you with some kind of defense against anything that could go wrong. These are difficult. These are important decisions that you need to make, and you should not do this on your own. I want to repeat that. You should not do this on your own. You call our advisory team at Lucia Capital Group at this number, the off-air number, 800-644-1150. You get your bucket strategy put together. Again, 800-644-1150. Talk to an advisor, make an appointment, and get your bucket strategy all set up. And get your questions answered. You can do so right now. In fact, our number in studio, I said 877-PLANNER. We got plenty of lines open here at the top of the hour, 877-PLANNER. I said this earlier, Professor Plum, that a moment ago, that when you're offered either the lump sum, a big chunk of money, that can be attractive, or you're offered payments for life, an annuity payment for life, either yours or maybe your spouse's, which one that's more attractive can depend on how good of an investor you are.
Oh, very much. How much of a disciplined budgeter you are. Can you handle having a lump sum versus having a monthly paycheck? And so some people would just rather have the monthly check, even if it isn't the greatest, you know, return potential going, but they know themselves. They know that they don't know how to handle money. When they get money, they think they'll just spend it too quickly because they can just keep going back to the well and saying, give me more, give me more, give me more. And it's very difficult to find out about that after the fact when you've spent all the money and now you don't have the pension or the money left. And so that's a problem. So depending upon who you are, you know, it's not just an investment decision, the choice between taking potentially a lump sum option off your pension or a monthly pension. You have to look at who you are and how it fits with what's going on in your life. And some of it depends on also how large the pension is. I've seen it many times where they're each individual in the marriage have pensions. One has a large pension, one has a relatively small pension. And so the one that has the large pension takes the monthly check, the one that has the small pension takes the lump sum, because that gives them more flexibility, and the little number didn't help them that much. They wanted that big number to give them that baseline income. So how you go about doing it really has to come into who you are, as well as looking at the math side of the equation. Now, some of them, the math side of it is just real clear cut, one way or the other. That you'd be crazy to take the lump sum given the monthly income that they're going to give you, unless you are unfortunately terminal, have no heirs, and you don't want to leave any money to anybody. Others, the lump sum is very much in favor of, we're very much in favor of the lump sum because the monthly payout just doesn't seem to be very much. Those are not the norm. Those are more of the outliers, but we have to take a look at both sides of things, the emotional side for the individual and the math side, to see which one works better from that side. Then they both come into play.
Yeah, they do. And some other factors that may come into play that we're going to be talking about shortly have to do with not just your, although your investing prowess probably plays into a lot of these if you're going to take the lump sum, but longevity, how long you think you might live. There might be some tax benefits. I don't know. Beneficiaries, Professor Plum mentioned that. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you have none. Whatever. That plays into the decision as well. Okay, we're going to take a couple of calls. 877-PLANNER is our number. PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Let's take a couple of calls, Professor Plum, before we get into more of this stuff. Let's go next to Eduardo in Miami, Florida. Hi, Eduardo.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Actually.
Yeah, it's afternoon. That's okay.
Just great. I had emailed a question that I have a few stocks. I've held it for a while. It's Visa. I bought it by 10 years ago. It's gone to date about 260%. So I've done pretty good with it. It's about $15,000, about 200 shares.
Okay.
And then I bought MasterCard maybe 2 years ago, about 100 shares of them, and it's about 12%. So I'm at a point right now. My strategy at first was to buy it and hold for long term. I have the money, put it in there. I have a 401k and I have other stocks. But with these, I wanted to buy and hold. And they've been doing great. But now I need the money, and I've kind of like spent a lot of the cash I have. So now I'm realizing that I have a little bit of cash and I have a lot of stocks. So I don't feel I'm diversified well enough that I have a lot at risk here. So I'm thinking about I'm currently holding on to some stocks that are losers because I'm waiting for them to go up, like Sprint and a few others. But my winners, I don't know if I should just, I'm thinking about selling the winners that I've had for so long so I could have a little bit of cash and then maybe buy some other stocks, like maybe gold or something, because I'm thinking that in the rest of the year, due to, Brexit and how the economy is and it's a political year, that we're going to be very unstable. And I've seen the MasterCard and Visa going little by little down. So I'm trying to see what would be the best. Maybe if you can help me make a decision or a train of thought that I should.
Oh, yeah, buy, sell. I mean, a sell decision here, Professor.
Well, from a strategic standpoint, one of the key things you said was, I'm low on cash, I need cash. And from that standpoint, you only have two things going on. You've got stocks, which are not cash, that could go down in value, could go up in value, and you want cash. So the only way to get the cash is to sell something. Now, do you sell some of your losers? Do you sell some of these winners? Or do you sell both of them and redeploy all across the board? And so one of the things you can do, you've got nice gains in both of these, though obviously the one that you've held longer has better gains. If you sell them, you have a tax consequence. Now, how are you married or single, Eduardo?
I'm married.
How much do you and
newly
your...
Newly married.
What was that?
Newly married.
Newly married, okay.
A year and a half ago.
How much do you and your spouse combined, what's the household income?
It's a little unfair because I would say off the back, like about 200,000 combined.
Okay.
My wife just graduated from just past the bar.
Oh, wow.
She's currently working. But so, I'm going to say about 200,000, mostly on my income. She did about 65,000.
That's okay.
Our job, the rest of me.
I was just looking to see what kind of a tax bracket you were in, not who was making what. But I just wanted to see if you were to sell either one of these stocks at a gain, you will pay some taxes. Long-term capital gain, you've held both of them more than a year. If you wanted to avoid that tax, you've also mentioned that you've got some stocks that are down from what you paid for them. You could use the sale of the what you called losers to help offset the gain on the winners so that you can come out of this with a fairly neutral tax position and then have the cash to set aside like you want because it makes you feel better and the cash to maybe redeploy something into something else. I don't have a problem with looking at your holdings and saying, you know what, I've had a good run. I've had a better run than I expected. Even though I went into this with the idea of holding it for 10, 20 years, I've already achieved what I expected to get out of it. I don't mind selling it at that point. Now, if I want to avoid the taxes, I'll look at some of the other areas. I don't necessarily like the idea when I hear somebody say, I'm going to hold on to them until they recover. Because a lot of times stocks go down because they go down because they're not that good. I'm not saying that the ones you mentioned are good or bad. But you know, the idea that I have to hold on to them until they recover, well, they may never recover. You need to be able to evaluate them and say, look at this stock. What is the best use of this money? It is money. It's potentially cash. Should I leave it in this particular stock because I have faith in this stock and I really believe that this particular investment is going to come back? Or have I lost faith in this particular investment and should I move it to something that I have more faith in? So I would probably pare back. I'd maybe not sell the entire winner, but sell, you know, half of it, get your money back out of it and put it, raise the cash that you want and use some of the ones that are at losses to help offset the gains.
That's great advice. I appreciate it. Last question. In terms of foreseeing like a lot of financial trouble in the economy now, what do you think about like just selling some of the stock there and getting gold?
I've never been a huge gold bug. I personally don't own any gold, so that gives you a little idea of the way I feel about it, but I don't know. I wish I knew when gold was going to go up or down or when anything was going to go up or down.
Well, I'll tell you what, hey, I got Eduardo, I have to take a break. If you want to hang on, we can talk more about this this answer. If you need some more explanation or further review on this, if you have other questions too, just got to take a break. So stick around if you have more questions. 877-PLANNER, some lines open. We'll take more of your calls when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, The Brain Trust, coming right back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match
match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Puckett Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We talk puckets. We talk strategy. We talk Social Security. We talk pensions. In fact, we're talking a little bit about that right now. We were talking before the call a little bit about some of your pension options. And your pension options usually boil down to, do you take a lump sum or do you take an annuity payment? And if you do take an annuity payment, you have a couple more decisions to make there, Professor Plum.
Right. Do you cover just your life? And if you live a really long time, you get a nice payout for a long time. And if you unfortunately don't live very long, the payment stops and nobody gets anything left over, including a spouse.
Exactly.
Or do you make sure that you leave something for the spouse? Now, the law says that if you're married, the federal law says that if you're married, you have to take at least the 50% or better survivor option unless you can get your spouse to sign off and say it's okay to take less. Well, they can take less, which isn't all that easy to do all the time. So what options should you look at? And then how do you evaluate the monthly payment versus the lump sum? Well, the first decision you have to do is make a decision on which survivor option, if any, you're going to deal with, because you need to compare at least as close as possible apples to apples. So you're looking at either, you know, a single life option compared to the lump sum. The single life option will be a larger payment per month to you, because the insurance company's not at risk as much, because the odds of you dying over the next 20 years, you know, they may not have to pay very much at all. But if they're going to offer a survivor option, it's much less likely that both individuals die in the next X number of years than one or the other of you dying in the next couple of years. So they're going to cut down the payment, when there are two lives that will potentially be receiving a payment. How much are they going to cut it down? Well, that depends on how much of the pension you leave for your spouse. If you're going to leave them 50%, they're going to take X amount of money off the top from you. If you're going to leave them 100% of your pension, they're going to take more off the top, because they're going to end up paying potentially more out longer. And so you just have to look at it as a worst case scenario. We talk about this in financial planning a lot. What's the worst case? Worst case is you take the life only option and you die the next day and there's nothing left. How much of the pension does your spouse need to have to be able to maintain the lifestyle that they or you want them to have? And so you look at that number. Now, if you've done a great job and you've got, you know, a bunch of money set aside that you really don't need, and they'll get along just fine even if you die too soon. Now we just have to look at odds. What are the odds that you die too soon? What are the odds that, you know, if your health is very poor, you still may want to take a survivor option even if they don't need it, just because they'll get some money out of the pension. So all of these things come into play. But now, once you've narrowed it down to which option you're going to potentially take, now you can compare it to the lump sum. And how do you compare it to the lump sum? You say, well, how much do I have to earn on this lump sum to pay out this stream of payments over the expected period of time that it's going to pay? Or you can say, how long will this lump sum last, assuming I can earn X amount of dollars or X amount of interest or X amount of return? How long will this lump sum last if I pull this payment that you've identified in the first step out of this pool of money? There's a break-even age. Do you really expect to live longer than that break-even age or less? And then we can make a decision.
Yeah.
Should you take one or the other?
Now, longevity has to play a role in this.
Well, how long is the payment going to last?
If you have two people, let's say a husband and wife, You've got two people with a, both have expect to live really long time. Let's say into their 90s.
And then the lump sum probably looks less attractive.
Well, I thought so too. Now I was looking around on this thing.
Usually. Now, the reality is most pensions are done on an actuarial basis that the payment and the lump sum are basically equivalent for a break-even age of around 81, 82, 83, somewhere in that range. If you live a lot longer than 82, 83, then the payments start looking more attractive. If you don't think you're going to make it that long, then the lump sum, or your spouse, then the lump sum usually becomes more attractive. That's a general guideline. It's not specific to every one of the pensions out there. Some actually skew one way or the other.
Well, what they said was if members of your family, this is, I just looked this up somewhere. I don't even know where it was. If members of your family live a long time to age 90 or even 100, taking the lump sum might be more attractive because it gives you more flexibility and the power to invest aggressively to make your money last longer.
Well, wait a minute. Now, I can't afford to invest aggressively if I'm using that lump sum to pay a payment out to myself.
Well, they didn't bring that up. They just said if you're going to live a long time, is on your side.
But it's not on my side. I need the money now.
Well, that's why I'm...
That's a dumb statement.
Well, here's what they said then. The flip side, of course, is that an aggressive strategy is risky, so you risk loss of principal in an uncertain market environment.
Yeah, you risk going out of money even sooner.
Right, because what you're doing then is you'll wind up in down markets and down times, which
taking
you're
going to
have.
Out.
You're going to be taking money out of a declining portfolio, which, by the way, makes things even worse.
That's a stupid statement.
Well, that's why I brought it up.
Well, you're just baiting me on that then.
Why, as if you don't bait me on certain issues, right? This is why I bring these things up. They say it could take many years for your portfolio to rebound. I would suggest that if you do that, it could take probably an infinite number of years because it won't rebound.
Yeah, it's unfortunately, the longer you expect to live, the more likely, because that requires a much higher return on the lump sum to mimic the payment. Mm-hmm. The higher the rate of return, the more aggressive, the more volatile the portfolio. The more volatile the portfolio, the more likely it's not going to work.
Now, they also suggested that if you're going to take the lump sum, they said you'll owe federal income taxes on every monthly pension payment. But with a lump sum, you don't have to pay the tax man if you don't need the money. If you roll the lump sum into an IRA, you'll only be taxed on the money that you choose to take out each month.
But this is assuming that your income is immaterial, that you just don't need the money at all. And it's true, if you don't need the income, you don't need that monthly payment, the lump sum can be, you know, a better deal. But if you need the income, you're either going to take it from that lump sum or a different one that could have been invested otherwise. These people don't have a clue of retirement planning or the way people work in retirement.
Well, exactly. And this is why when you go online and plums down on that one.
Double
plums down on that one. This is why when you go online, and all I did was what most people I think would do. I searched pension options, lump sum, or annuity. And this is one of the first things that came up, and I don't even know what site it was. I just grabbed it, and this is exactly what they said. And somebody might be tempted into thinking, well, okay, these people know what they're talking about, so I'm going to just do exactly what they said. Now, they said benefits for beneficiaries. When you die, the money that's left goes to your heirs.
If there's any money left.
The company annuity ends when you and your spouse die. So they said if you want to leave money to your heirs, you're better off taking the lump sum.
Only if you don't need the income.
And that's something that they don't address at all.
If I need the income, I'm going to live into my 90s or beyond, and I'm trying to pull that income from that portfolio, there's a high likelihood that the portfolio won't last, which means there won't be anything for the heirs, and if the portfolio doesn't last, my income doesn't last. That's a problem.
They said a lump sum may not be beneficial in some situations. Taking it would force you to leave money on the table. For example, many companies subsidize early retirement in order to get workers to leave their jobs. They aren't required to factor in the value of the subsidized retirement when they calculate the lump sum of the amount of the lump sum option that some companies offer to retirees. In other words, they don't have to match
incentive.
It up.
Yeah, that means, so there are some incentives. If they're trying to do a reduction in force, many times they'll say, we'll give you an enhanced, you know, years of service. We'll give you, they'll do something else. And then it's just, now we have to go back to all the first things I talked about. Do you need the income? Are you a savvy investor? Can you manage money without being on a, you know, can you handle being on a budget?
Mm-hmm.
And all these different factors. Just look at your specific situation.
All right, 877-PLANNER, our number. If you've got questions on this or anything else, can be on any money issue that you have, you can give us a call. We'll take some emails, too. I know I had one, been here for a couple of days. JT in St. George, Utah, has a question regarding something similar to lump sum, so we're going to talk about that. And anything else that's on your mind, 877-PLA-NNER. Bucket Strategy Investing continues.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market decline, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
We love rock and roll. We love money advice. Not necessarily in that order. Actually, yeah, we probably do. But it's a close second. Money advice, strategy. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Talking about this, a piece of advice, Professor Plum, it is advice, that says if you live a long time, the lump sum gives you more flexibility and the power to invest aggressively. Now,
Well, the lump sum does give you more flexibility. The lump sum does give you the ability to invest more aggressively. Mm-hmm. But is it better if you have a long life expectancy to take the lump sum instead of the monthly payment? I mean, they're taking two things that are true statements about the lump sum and applying them across the board to something that doesn't equate to the same idea.
No.
If you're trying to take a payment and you need that payment because you need the income, then taking it out of a more aggressive portfolio, you run the risk of having to take money out of the portfolio when it's in a down, you know, potentially down market. And when you do that, now you start a spiraling downward effect. That money can never come back, so you can't really achieve the aggressive. Unless it's very positive in the early years, you have a very high risk of running out of money. They talk about how it could leave, because you're investing more aggressively, you could leave a larger legacy for heirs. But that's only if you're not taking money out of the portfolio. Because if you are taking money out of the portfolio and you happen to go through a period of time where the market goes down and you have to take money out and it starts a downward spiral, you could run out of money and both you and your heirs would be out of money. That's not good for either side of it. So now if that's true, if being able to do it, if the pension is not as good on the long term, does that mean that the opposite is true, that the pension is better if you have a short life expectancy?
Yeah, so if I'm only going to live 2 years, so it's better I should take the...
So from their logic, the lump sum is better in all cases. Geez, that's been written by somebody who's looking to manage money.
Well, except this, at the bottom of the page, they say, keep in mind, lump sums can be difficult to manage even among seasoned investors. Older people run the risk of mismanagement due to poor health, particularly if Alzheimer's disease becomes an issue. And some people, even with all their senses intact, cannot manage to hang on to money to save their lives.
I'm saying even people that are in good shape and good quality, you know, got their head on straight, if you have to invest aggressively to make it work, you run the risk of reverse dollar cost averaging. And that is a real risk to the portfolio. Unless you hit the first 4, 5, 6 years of retirement on a nothing but upward market trajectory, you really have a risk of running out of money if you have that long life expectancy.
Yep, and you're going to try to time your retirement so to where you think the markets have been down for a couple of years, so now we're going to go on a 6-year straight up trajectory. I don't think so. All right, I will get to a couple emails on this because we do have some folks asking about this question, but we have other folks on hold too, and we're going to take your phone calls. Continue to 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Let's go to Harry in, I think, Sunnyvale, California. Hello, Harry.
Hey there. I had a question. We're talking about pensions and 401ks and stuff. Our company recently bought a company for like $13 billion. And even though we bought them, we're kind of getting swallowed up by them because they actually have more employees. So they're going to switch our 401ks and then they're also going to stop our pension, our deferred benefit plan. I can't think of what you'd call it.
Defined benefit plan.
Thank you, defined benefit plan. So they're going to. I had two questions. One of them was, do you think it's possible to keep working and to take the pension and also work?
Probably not. They're probably going to basically say, okay, you're vested right up until this point. Your years of service will stop accruing. So you have earned a pension up to this point. And when you get to the proper age, whether that be 55, 60, 65, or whatever, there, when you retire, you terminate employment, we will pay you this pension. And even if you weren't fully vested yet, you are as soon as they terminate the pension like this. But it just will stop accruing benefits going forward. As far as the 401k, they may just change over to the other company's 401k and not give you the chance to move the money. But in a lot of cases, they'll give you the chance to say, okay, we're terminating this plan, and you'll start with the new company as of X date, but you have the option to either roll the money into the new plan or you can roll it to an IRA.
Yes, that's. I think that's pretty much what they're going to do, what you did, that last portion you said. Now, my question was, there is, I remembered hearing there is certain benefits to having a 401k versus an IRA, but I'm going to be 59 and a half in August. So for me, once you reach 60, the benefits aren't there anymore. Is that correct?
They're not as numerous, for sure. There is a slight difference in creditor protection if you have a very, very, very large account or very large IRA. But, I mean, unless you're in the millions of dollars, it's not going to matter.
Okay.
But as far as the ability to access the money, that's one of the advantages of the 401k if you are 55 but not yet 59 and a half. And so if you were to try to get some money out, the 401k helps there. You're 59 and a half almost, and so you don't need that advantage. Now it's a question of access. It's a question of management. It's a question of the different types of investments that you may or may not want to use. If the current 401k offers every single choice of investment that you want to use, it's kind of nice to have it all at one place. On the other side, the IRA offers you a very wide, much a broader range of investment opportunities that in many cases are just not available in the 401ks.
Correct.
So depending on also the size of the company, the cynics will say you don't want to roll your company, your plan into the new 401k because then they say, well, he's got plenty of money. He doesn't need a raise. But that's a very cynical individual that would say that.
Well, I think too, the only other benefit if, because I've talked to them several times over the years and they tell me that there's no fees, that the company's picking up the fees to this. So that probably has been a slight benefit in there.
Maybe. I mean, so you'd have to look at the 401k and look at the investments and look at what they're charging you versus what you could get elsewhere. That comes down to an investment decision. Do they offer the choice? Now, if you've got the choice and you're going to use it the same way, you know, the same investment, you know, if they're going to charge you less than the 401k, use it there. But there's a lot of investments that you just can't get in a 401k.
No, it's true. Okay, great. I think you answered both my important questions. Now, if I left the company, then of course I could start drawing on my pension and work elsewhere. That's not an issue.
That's not an issue, no.
It's just working for the company. They don't really, it's not really.
Well, you haven't terminated employment yet. Usually the pensions don't kick in until you terminate employment. There are certain municipalities across the U.S. that have what they call a DROP program, a deferred retirement option plan, where you can actually retire from the pension but keep working for a series of years. But that's I've only seen that in municipal plans, not in company corporate plans.
Thank you much. I love your show.
Thank you, Harry, for the call. I appreciate it. You asked some good questions. Yeah, it's, 401ks, some people like the options in their 401ks, but of course, there is a limit. There has to be.
There's only so many places. Now, some of them allow opening, you know, the brokerage capabilities. So you can almost do anything you want.
Yeah.
But then it also becomes a little crazy. I mean, you got so many options.
Well, yeah, and that's the other problem too. Some people say, well, I like to have a whole bunch of different options. You look and you see
every option,
almost an infinite amount of options, and then you just you can't make a choice.
And the same thing happens with IRAs. I mean, so that's where a lot of times people will have an advisor help them at least identify the types of investments. And once you identify the types of investments, it makes it easier to look at a smaller list of investments that carry the characteristics you want for that particular area of your portfolio.
Do you see that people maybe with a thrift savings plan who don't have a whole lot of choices are a little bit easier, they can make decisions easier than somebody who's got such a wide range of choices on an IRA?
In the accumulation phase,
yes.
In many cases, yes. In the distribution phase, it doesn't work very well. How so? The thrift savings plan doesn't allow you to identify where you're going to take the money out of. You know, you've got basically five choices in that plan.
Right.
Yeah, and they're going to say, wait a minute, there's the life cycle funds or whatever they call them. They're just combinations of the other five options. But when you take a distribution from the thrift savings plan, it comes pro rata out of every choice you have in the same percentage as the investments bear to the overall allocation. So you can't, you're always, if you have anything other than the guaranteed account, you're going to be taking it from volatile areas. So from a distribution standpoint, it doesn't work as well because you can't identify
right.
where to get the money. But for accumulation, it makes it pretty easy. There's really only, you know, there's only five choices.
Well, yeah, that's it. You have those choices and you're done.
And that's the federal government's 401k,
right.
basically.
Yes. Now, on the other side, as you've said, what are some of the options for taking it out? I mean, are you stuck? If you get stuck in a down cycle, I mean, you're hurting yourself, right?
Well, with the TSP?
Yes.
Oh, they're very restrictive on, you have one chance to take a partial withdrawal anytime during your life, you know, for whatever you're eligible for. If you have taken it and then you retire and you want to take the money out, you then have to do basically almost make an irrevocable election where you
right.
take all the money, roll it to an IRA, or you set up a payment plan.
And that's it. You make that one decision
and
after
and you're going to keep making that payment.
And that's it, yeah.
There's minor adjustments you can make, but it's pretty structured. So that's why most people roll it.
Help Sam, an advisor, and that's why we're here on this program. We're here to help you out. We've got a couple of emails I want to get to here before the top of the hour. But if you call, we will get you up on the board because it looks like every line is open right now. Get on board, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing. We're coming right back.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564.
That's 800-296-1564.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Forget it this week.
No. Stand by. All right. It's officially Friday for us.
Yes.
Yes. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Get on board. Oh, by the way, I should remind you this, too. I looked this up. You can say, follow us on Twitter. You should follow us on Twitter. And I mean that. A lot of people do. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, get all the latest updates. What you do is you search for Wealth Ed, and you can get social with us. How's that? All right? You go on Twitter, and you go on Facebook, Wealth Ed, W-E-A-L-T-H. Get all the latest updates, and maybe a tweet or two from your hosts. You never know. Did I say that right? I don't know. All right, let's move along. We will get to some of these emails, but I want to take care of phone calls before the top of the hour. Let's get to Pete up next in Moraga, California. Hi, Pete.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. My question is about required minimum distribution. I've been taking it for about 5 years now, and I've always taken it in cash. Mm-hmm. I'm aware that you can also take it as stock out of the account, but how do you minimize tax if I do that?
Oh, it's the same tax either way. The value that comes out of the account, whether it's in cash or in securities, is a taxable event.
Yeah. Right, I'm aware of that, but how do you account for that on your tax form?
The IRA custodian is going to send you a 1099 based on the value of the stock that came out. They're going to say he took a distribution of $10,000. They won't even say that it's in stock or cash. They're just going to say he took a distribution. 1099R says $10,000 distribution or whatever the number is, the value of the stock the day it left the portfolio.
Okay, so there's no way to shield that.
Not very well.
Oh,
the only way to shield it, I mean, the reality is if you have room in the tax bracket that you're currently in, you could start increasing the tax in the short run, and which will reduce the required minimum distribution later on. But no, the money coming out is going to be taxable, whether it's coming out in the form of stock or coming out in the form of cash. There is no difference at this point. There's no tax treatment. There's no net unrealized appreciation like you can potentially get with company stock in a 401k. It's just a taxable event.
So, all right. Well, assuming I do that and I pay the tax, then what is the value of the stock at the date of transfer? How do I figure capital gains after that point?
Well, your basis, what you do is you take the 1099, if you want to look at it as easily as this, and say, okay, they issued me a 1099 for $10,000 when I took, you know, X number of shares out of the account.
Yeah.
Take my 10,000 divided by X, the number of shares I had at the time of the distribution, that gives me my basis in the stock for going forward.
Okay, that gives me a new basis.
Yeah, your basis is the value of what you paid tax on.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for the call, Pete. We appreciate it. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. That's another topic I think next hour we can talk a little bit more about regarding required minimum distributions, because, of course, we like to clear up confusion as much as we can.
I mean, we still, if he's charitably inclined, we still do have the qualified charitable distribution. That's a permanent thing now.
It is permanent, as permanent as can be.
Tax law can be.
That's right. It's not,
it's not going to sunset.
It's not going to sunset, at least not now. All right, Oscar is next up, Los Angeles, California. Hi, Oscar.
Hello. I have a couple of questions.
Okay, sure. Go right ahead.
Okay, the first one is my wife has a traditional IRA and 401k account. Can those accounts be converted in a Roth IRA account or not?
Well, the IRA definitely can. Now, is she still working for the company that has the 401k?
That's correct, yes.
Does that company offer a 401k Roth option within its 401k world?
To be honest, we don't know, and we haven't heard anything that they provide that.
Okay, the IRA, the traditional IRA, can be converted to a Roth IRA. That's not a problem. We know we can do that. The question of whether or not we can convert a 401k to a Roth IRA depends on whether they offer a Roth 401k, because she's not allowed to take money out of the 401k while she's still working there unless she's eligible for some type of in-service withdrawal.
But the question is still, because she's going to retire at 62, which is now 2 years away.
Once she terminates employment, yes, she can roll 401k money directly to a Roth IRA. The big question now becomes, should she? Should she pay the taxes on the conversion now, or should she wait until after both of you are retired, when maybe the income tax bracket comes down, maybe not? And when is the appropriate, if ever, time to convert traditional retirement money, whether it be IRA or 401k, into Roth money? It is a taxable event on the conversion. As long as that taxable event upon conversion is not more than what you would have paid later on when you took it out anyway, you know, you've got to look at what's it going to cost you, and is there a benefit? Many times people will do 401k conversions to Roths, and they pay a bunch of taxes now, more than they would have ever paid later on in their life. So it has to do with, what's it costing me to get it there, and what's the benefit for there? Yes, we know the benefit's tax-free. But let's move ahead into your retirement. When you retire, what is your income?
I'm retired already.
Okay.
But by I'm talking about my wife account.
Okay. So when she retires, do you currently have a pension?
I don't.
Will she have a pension?
That's where they gave the money. They canceled the pension, and that way where she put that money to an IRA.
Okay, so that money's an IRA. So she's not going to have a pension. When you retire, you're going to have Social Security, and then whatever the distribution from the IRAs are going to be. Is that correct?
And also from 401k.
Well, yeah. You're going to have distributions from the tax-deferred accounts. How much money does it take for you guys to live? Or will it take for you guys to live once she's retired?
Okay. Our plan is to get some distribution once she started, she retires.
Right, right.
So, but monthly distribution.
Right. So how much...
We want to find out what would be the best way to minimize or not pay any taxes.
And so we have to look at, what does your tax bracket potentially look like when you ultimately retire? Because if you have your Social Security and your wife has her Social Security, and then you're taking $5,000, $8,000, $10,000, even $15,000 out of the IRA in retirement, it probably won't have any tax at that level. But if you're taking out $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, now we've got a tax issue. So we have to look at, what are the tax consequences today and in the future and see which one's most beneficial.
Now, tell you what, hold on a second, Oscar. We can maybe talk to you here during the top of the hour newscast. So we just got to take a quick break here, so don't go away. There's another hour just ahead. If you need the brain trust anytime, you can call them off the air at this number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. We're coming back with more right after this.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.